In an era when, and believe me, I've lived through a lot of it, when most publications, so-called newspapers, are withering and dying, one that has remarkably, I think, stayed vibrant and alive is the Irish American News. It is run by my friend. I bumped into him. Hey, how are you, Cliff?
I'm great. Carlson. How are you?
Cliff Carlson's the brains and owner and editor of this incredible publication. We ran into each other a few weeks ago at the sort of special sneak preview of a saloon called Pippin's, which used to be a kind of dumpy saloon on Rush Street and is now going to be a very fancy saloon on Chicago Avenue. Cliff was there with a pile of newspapers, and it occurred to me that this has been an incredible run that you've had. Let's talk about that. What did you do before? You bought this paper some years ago, right?
That's correct. Before that, I came back to Chicago in 1983, and I...
From where?
From California.
Yeah.
And we published a food industry news publication in California. It was like a phone book, a directory. I brought it here to Chicago in 1983 and published the first one in 1984. And it was called the Food Industry Buyer's Guide, or the Food Industry Yellow Pages, because we were actually able to use that logo back then.
Were you really?
Yes.
God, good for you, man.
And after I published that, I realized that I needed something to do every month, and there was not a food industry newspaper in Chicago anywhere.
That's right.
So without knowing how to do it, I did it. I started
what was
one.
What was your background before that, Cliff? You have ever been, to my mind, and we don't know each other particularly well. We haven't gotten drunk together, which is a failing of mine, I think. But do you have a background in journalism?
No, but I did take typing in high school.
That beats half the guys I know in this business.
It was the best move I ever made, and it was just to fill out my high school senior year. I'm kind of competitive, so I did what they told me. I practiced, and I got pretty good at it. So when the chips were down in the publishing industry in California, and the fellow had sold all the ads for the publication, and it wasn't coming out, I said, what's going on?
Yeah.
How come you're not putting this publication out? I sold these ads.
Right.
And he said, I can't get my typesetter to do it. And back then, it was typesetting machines.
Oh, I remember well. I remember Linotype machines.
And so I made the mistake of saying, well, heck, I know how to type. I will type it. And I did.
Wow.
So after I did that, I didn't really like the way it was going in California, and I'm a native Chicagoan, born here at Pass Fent, real close by. And I came back to my home city, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, I'm glad you did, too. When you came back, did you have a job, or were you looking for opportunities here?
I came back, and I didn't have a job. My job was to start a publication, the Food Industry Buyer's Guide.
Sure.
So I started it. I sold my first ad to an architect that designed restaurants over between Ashland and Clark Street up on the north side, where I was taking a bus pass between one street and the other. And I sold him an ad for no money down until the publication came out.
Wow.
And then 9 months later, I put it out at the National Restaurant Show in downtown at McCormick Place.
Sure, they used to have such things, yeah.
It cost me almost as much to give them out free, just to get them across the union line there, as it did to print them. But we did it. We gave out 15,000 copies.
Wow.
And from there, we developed Food Industry News, and I'm the founder of it, and it's still going strong.
It's still going strong. I'm a free subscriber. I still get that I'm getting it at the Tribune, whenever the Tribune office is still open. And then this fantastic publication, the Irish American News, which is the website, too, Irish American News. Take me to that, the birth of this thing.
Sure. The original publisher, Bob Burns, who I credit every month in the paper, he started it in 1977. He published the first one on March 17th, 1977. Mm-hmm. And 14 years later, I bought it from him. He was getting too old to go out and sell it. And it was 16 pages, and it was two color at the time. And I thought, I know the Irish population here is huge. I know I'm a little bit Irish. Why don't I do this?
52 pages, ladies and gentlemen, 52 pages of the September 2021 issue. That was a real challenge. That was a risky move to make, don't you think? I do.
Well, it was, but I knew that there was a large Irish community here.
And, no question, sure.
And I'm 84% Scandinavian, so I wasn't smart enough to stop trying on the first try when I went out to sell ads.
How was that first try? I mean, because I'm sure it was a staple of the Irish community here. But, you know, one of the things about the Irish community here, my mother and grandmother, her mother being a thick part of that whole thing, you know, there's North Side Irish and South Side Irish and Irish sprinkled wherever you may see. How is that for you? You know, you got Gaelic Park and you got the Irish Heritage Center.
Yes, good point. Well, first of all, I love them all.
So do I, by the way. Yeah,
I got over all the factions and the fractions by just realizing that the Irish community is, as a whole, no matter what they agreed on or didn't agree on, they stuck together on some very main issues. And
tell me about when you took it over and got your feet settled and started to figure out how to sell advertising to make it a viable enterprise. What became your publishing philosophy, if there is one?
Well, it's basically mostly good news.
Yeah.
There's plenty of the other out there.
There sure is.
I listened to the news this morning. It was over 6 minutes straight of shooting.
Horrifying. And mostly kids. Yep.
Yeah. And it was mostly good news. And the very first thing I went on was a fundraiser, a benefit for a fellow who needed a liver. Mm. And it was a church, St. Juliana, I think. And I drove up and parked, and I'm walking up, and I see cars driving up, and they're getting out of the car, people with an envelope, walking inside, handing the envelope, and going home.
Wow.
And while I'm inside, I go inside to find out more about the event, and there's 200 or 300 people in the basement partying, but raising money for this fellow. And this is 1991.
Mm.
They raised over $100,000. I don't know if it was that day, but they raised $100,000. I believe it might have been that day.
Wow.
But I was, if I can use an Irish term, I was gobsmacked and blown away by how generous the Irish are. And I became a part of the Irish community right there in my mind.
Yeah. I know that, I know some people. I know that the most professional Irish man I know is Mike Houlihan, who is, you know, a bundle of energy and everything else. But as you got to, that's one aspect of the Irish community here, that sort of giving aspect. But also, you know, the one thing, the focus that you've often had on the arts, the Irish arts, is one thing that is one of the great appeals. I mean, if you look at the cover of the September 2021 issue, it is the pub at the Irish American Heritage Center is open, and the schedule for IBAM. We'll talk about that after the. Well, tell me about the Irish American Heritage Center, because that began long after you started the publication.
Well, no, actually, the Irish American Heritage Center was opened. I believe they bought the school in 1976. It took them 10 years to open, I believe, and I could be wrong, but by 1986 they opened the doors. And, I mean, almost every window in the place was broken, the concrete
that
everywhere.
That is one of the great resurrections, just simply of a building in the history of this city. And it's a remarkable, remarkable place. And you've seen it grow every year.
I have, and I've seen it grow, and I saw it move slowly, and it did
move slowly for a while.
Now it's moving faster and faster into the 21st century, and it was built with millions of hours of sweat equity by thousands of Irish and Irish-Americans and people that aren't Irish.
Yeah.
They just loved what happens there. You know, they teach music, Irish dance, Irish language.
They have a great library. They have a great, great library. You were welcome. I mean, I'm sure that the Irish community, the Scandinavian as you may be, really welcomed you. I mean, because
they did over time. I went out selling ants, and I didn't sell a single thing till the third try.
Is that right?
Seeing the same people.
Did people not understand what you were trying to do?
No, they had to get to know me.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But now I can say that I'm humbled by what's happened this last year and a half during the pandemic. We have never missed publishing. We are lucky we have a mailing list of 7,000 people that we can mail to. So when things went south, we were still able to mail. And a large percentage of our advertisers stayed with us throughout this.
Well, look, there's a whole page here for Mike Hooley Houlihan. He's getting the, what did he getting? The Emerald Society is giving him Irishman of the Year. And the great thing about Houlihan is he's getting it for 2 years. He's getting the Emerald Society Irishman of the Year for 2020 and 2021. Do you think of yourself, Cliff, as a journalist now or a publisher or both?
I think of myself mostly as a publisher, almost as the average Joe. But I know what people like, and I have a lot of variety. I have over 20 columnists every month. Several of them from Ireland. Huh. Many of the columnists write for free because they love the Irish culture and,
sure.
and the heritage, and they're still very good at it, what they do. I've never had as many compliments as I've had in this last year and a half.
Really?
On because the publication.
You would have thought, with all more than all due respect, that this could have been a miserable year to try to keep the Irish-American News even alive. Let alone, you know, not having it on life support.
Well, we're lucky in the news business that we're monthly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that we have a great base, and it's well received throughout the community. We have newsletters in there from five or six different organizations.
And you know, the other thing about it that's always impressed me, Cliff Carlson, is he always got a lot of ads in here too, and that goes to your real expertise. We got to take a break, get some commercials, then get some news, and I'm going to keep Cliff here all the way until about 20 after 6. So stay tuned and go to IrishAmericanNews.com. You can become a subscriber. You do not need to be Irish to enjoy and savor the Irish American News, a monthly publication. The cover of the September 2021 issue is fantastic. Cliff Carlson, on the masthead of this publication, local, lists himself as a publisher, advertising, sales, and probably I'm not looking all over a number of other things. He has a lot of columns. But if you want to know what's going on in the vibrant, lively Irish community in Chicago, there is no better source than this monthly publication. You can get it a lot of different ways, Cliffy. I mean, you can subscribe just like, wow, an old newspaper, and you will get this in the mail. You have a pretty active website, too, but you can go to IrishAmericanNews.com, subscribe for $35, and get it in the mail. I think, you know, I'm an old newsprint guy. But this latest issue is, you know, 52 pages in length. I mean, it's a substantial thing. Are you kind of amazed that in this, you know, clamped down, strange COVID time, that it's as healthy and vibrant as it is?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll bet.
I was very grateful the way it went the last year and a half.
And it also shows, I mean, the two big places for, there are a lot of good Irish taverns, bars, inns, whatever people call Irish bars, taverns, inns, Chicago, but the Gaelic Park on the south side and the Irish American Heritage Center on the north side are the two sort of real beehives of activity in this town, aren't they?
They sure are. Gaelic Park on the south side is 60 acres now.
Wow.
They have their own food service. They have a pub, restaurant. They do lots of weddings. And during the pandemic, they redid the front of Gaelic Park to do even more weddings, to do the march through and
sure.
get married type thing. They have all the Irish games, hurling and football. They play them there. The kids all learn how to play the game, which makes, you know, the Gaelic Park so vibrant. The parents bring all their kids in, and each generation just keeps coming. And they managed to survive this pandemic not as well as I did, I don't think, because everybody in a place where people gathered.
Sure.
They had a really rough time for about a year.
Yeah, I'll bet. And the Irish American Heritage Center I have been there a number of times for a number of different things, whether it's a concert, whether it's someone playing in the tavern they have there, which is a nice tavern, or availing myself of the library or these other programs they have. Talk to me about IBAM, which is coming up in October.
Sure. IBAM stands for the Irish Books, Arts, and Music Celebration, and we celebrate authors and their books, musicians and their music, artists and their art.
Yeah.
And it's coming up October 22nd will be the IBAM Gala Awards Dinner. It's a Friday night. We are going to do it live. We are going to do it with only six people at a table and try to stay within the COVID parameters. But we can still get 180 people easily into the Aaron Room on the fourth floor. It's our ballroom at the Heritage Center. So we're going to do it live, and we're going to have Larry Kerwin will be there. Now, Larry's famous for being the band leader of Black 47 for 25 years.
Right.
But he's also written 19 plays, and he's written 5 books, 3 of them are novels.
Oh.
And just for the listeners right now, Larry's got a play. He's in collaboration with some really great people, and Paradise Square is the play.
Which has been you couldn't miss it if you're just watching TV or picking up newspapers. It's going to be the big show of the fall, right?
I think so, yeah. And it's going to debut at the Niederlander Theater on November 2nd through December 5th. And then it goes from here to Broadway.
To Broadway, just like the producers did when it was here.
The rumors are that this play will be up for awards.
No, and I can imagine.
I hope so, because Larry's quite the talented fellow. That band that he led for 25 years kept him very busy, but somehow he managed to write five books and 19 plays.
That's kind of workaholic, if you ask me. Cliff, you see a healthy future for the Irish American News, do you not?
I do, absolutely, yes. The more advertisers I put in there, the more I can put, more pages I can put in.
Yeah,
as you can see, this is pretty big for this time of year.
Oh, it's
52.
Wonderfully thick. I mean, it's wonderfully thick. There's a picture of me in here. Don't buy it for that specific reason, but me and Cliff, and as I told you at the beginning of this segment, I ran into Cliff at the opening of Lynn McKinney's Pippins, the remade, much more stylish Pippins than the old Pippins on good old Rush Street. The new Pippins is just, you thought too, it's just eye-popping. It's just, here we are. And we look.
It's as good as it gets, the Pippins, the new one.
It is. It's a very, very, and you would tell me now that the health of, I think anybody who visits IBAM and learns about it is generally totally impressed with the depth of the Irish arts, aren't they?
I think so. And, there's no better place to do it than the Irish American Heritage Center, because that they stand for the culture and the arts.
Yeah.
Gaelic Park is big into the sports and the family events. But the Heritage Center has got all the rooms there. It's 4 stories high. It's 86,000 square feet.
It's an old school, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has 2 parking lots. It has freeway off-ramps going both directions, so it's really easy to get to. You get off the ramp and you're there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a vibrant place. Don't wait till St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is not till March. So, see what's going on there. And just get a glimpse, a real glimpse of the vibrancy of the Irish Chicago community in the Irish American News. Cliff, as always, it's a joy to see you. And Cliff's got a long drive back to the suburb. I don't even know if it's a suburb. But I appreciate you coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
And go to IrishAmericanNews.com. And there are other ways people can become a subscriber, aren't there?
Yes, there are. If you become a member of Gaelic Park, the Irish American Heritage Center, the Will County Irish, the West Suburban Irish, or the Irish Fellowship Club, I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. If you become a member of any of those clubs, you can get the paper free with your membership.
What a deal.
So they can either pay me the $35 a year,
or
they can join those clubs. And some of them are the same price, so It behooves them to get their subscription through the membership to
a
club and be part of the Irish
community.
You are
very smart. You should have been the publisher of the Tribune about 20 years ago. Might not be in the state, or some newspaper might not be in the shape we're in these days. But it's great to see you, and thanks for coming in, and keep me posted. And I still get your food news thing, too, in the mail. I don't know where it is, because I don't know where my office at the Tribune is these days. But I appreciate you coming in. It's worth it for the view, isn't it?
It's a fantastic view.
Yeah.
And it's always great to see you, and
you
thank
too.
You very much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Stay around and meet Tom Dreesen. I'm hoping he's here. I will go get him now, and he and I will talk till the end of the show. Cliff Carlson, take care. IrishAmericanNews.com. I'm not going to spell it for you because it's very, very simple. I'll be back in a couple minutes.